listening for death, protection, danger, and folk devotion. Hi, I am Haley, a Christian Leaders Institute presenter. In this topic, we enter a sensitive part of the American spiritual landscape, Santa Muerte, folk Catholic devotion, protection, spirituality, and religious practices shaped by fear, danger, migration, prison culture, poverty, grief, and the nearness of death. Santa Muerte means Saint Death or Holy Death. Devotion to Santa Muerte is not official Roman Catholic teaching, but it draws heavily on Catholic imagery, candles, statues, prayers, offerings, saints, and ritual devotion. Some people approach Santa Muerte as a protector. Others seek help with danger, love, money, justice, revenge, healing, immigration, prison survival, or protection from enemies. A Christian leader must not begin by mocking. Many people who turn to folk protection spirituality are not trying to be strange. They may be afraid. They may have lived near violence, addiction, trafficking, gang pressure, poverty, family instability, dangerous relationships, incarceration, or spiritual intimidation. Their religious practice may be a way of asking, "Who will protect me when life feels unsafe?" That question matters. In comparative religion ministry, we listen for what is treated as ultimate. In this setting, the altar may be protection. The altar may be survival. The altar may be death itself. The altar may be a spiritual figure believed to understand people who feel rejected by church, society, law, or family. The human problem may be fear, danger, guilt, shame, violence, spiritual threat, or the belief that God is too distant to help. The path to restoration may be candles, rituals, offerings, prayers to folk saints, protective objects, or spiritual bargains. The final hope may be safety, revenge, survival, favor, release from danger, or peace and death. Christian leaders listen carefully, but we do not confuse listening with agreement. We honor the person as an image bearer, but we do not treat death as Lord. The Christian message is clear. Jesus Christ entered death, conquered death, and rose again. He does not merely help people manage fear. He brings resurrection hope. In ministry conversations, ask gentle questions. What does this devotion mean to you? When did you begin feeling the need for protection? What are you afraid might happen if you let this go? Would it be okay if I shared how Christians understand Christ's victory over death? This is not a conversation for pressure. It is a conversation for truth with tenderness. In Christ, death is real, but death is not ultimate. Fear is real, but fear is not Lord. Jesus is Lord.